Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox, for this show, and I am so pleased that you are taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to the show. We are really grateful. And if you were with us from the top of the hour, you know that we are talking about an exhibition at Briarcliff University here in Sioux City. It is called The Objects of Devotion. And if you're just joining us, I'm just going to give you a second to run and get pen, paper, pencil, your phone, a laptop, to jot this down. And the Objects of Devotion exhibition is going to be on the Briarcliff University campus in the Clausen Art Gallery. Now, it's running right now through December 3rd. The days that it is open to the public, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and this exhibition includes religious objects that were made for private devotion in individuals' homes, made by some well-known artists, and some anonymous craftsmen and women. And then, as part of this exhibition, Father Brian Hughes, who is a priest of the Diocese of Sioux City, will give a lecture on the Objects of Devotion exhibition, and that will be at 3 p.m. November 7th. It will be in the St. Francis Center, and then there will be a reception to follow outside of the Clausen Art Gallery. So again, listeners, I remind you, if you didn't have a chance to write all that down, that's okay. We will mention it again. So in the studio with me is a longtime friend, Jeff Baldus. He is a professor of art at Briarcliff University and kind of the individual who knows almost everything you need to know about this exhibition. We talked about in the last segment that this just doesn't happen over coffee, and then the next month, boom, the exhibition is up. And you gave a little bit of background about how you and Father Brian had done some traveling, and there were artwork that that you picked up, and then it was, you know, we really should show this. I mean, you know, art should be shared so other people can revel in the beauty and the awesomeness of it. So about how many pieces would be in this exhibition, would you say?
I haven't really counted them, but I think there's going to be between 80 and 100 objects. And they range in size from just 1 inch square or a couple inches to probably the largest being a piece from Mexico, which is a ceramic piece. The bottom half of it is a nativity, and the top half is a tree of life scene. And that's about 2 feet tall. So.
Okay, so you've got all these pieces, and I'm sure you have probably more pieces that are stowed someplace. How does one pick, this is what we want to focus on? I mean, the title is Objects of Devotion. So I'm thinking that in your thought process, you were saying, what evokes devotion when you look at this piece of art rather than just maybe admiration?
Mm-hmm. Well, when we talked about objects of devotion, we really talked about three things. The first is beauty. And then we talked about private prayer, how these objects lead us to private prayer, and then the importance of memory. So many of these objects were picked up on pilgrimages. I mean, originally they were, that's kind of the history of these objects, small objects that were picked up from the pilgrimages in the 10th, 11th centuries, really when that started. And that kind of continues today. So they are... I mean, we kind of looked at that first and foremost, and then we looked at kind of categories. So we have a whole wall of crucifixes and crosses. And then we have images of the Madonna and Child, and then Madonna and other saints, some nativities.
Gotta have the nativities. Everybody likes those.
That's right. And then several images of the life of Christ. And they are unique images. They are cross-cultural, so we have them from many, many different parts of the world. And So we were trying to balance all of those things when we were selecting, and not just to have those made by well-known artists. We do have some of those, but to also have the pieces that we pick up on the street from street vendors. A lot of them were thrift shop finds. So kind of cross gamut there as well.
And you were kind enough to bring some of them into the studio. And listeners, if you do social media, we will have some of those pictures on Facebook, and they are remarkable. One thing I noticed is we're not just talking about sculptures. We're not just talking about paintings. We're talking about a variety of media. And that must have been another challenge was, okay, we don't want to overdose on the pictures. We don't want to overdose on the sculptures. Oh, my goodness. You know, how do you then get that wonderful mix of, you know, really an art show?
Well, you're right in that there are a lot of media covered here. And so we have pieces that are carved in wood, made out of clay and fired, carved out of stone, cast in bronze or silver or gold. So it really does cover a lot of areas. And we wanted to have each of those represented. We have a piece made out of straw.
Well, that must be interesting, because that was going to be the next thing I was going to ask was, then how do you determine display? Should we cover all the walls? Should we have some tables? To me, this is what's so fascinating. Anytime I go to an exhibit is the logistics in the presentation. And of course, you coming out of an art background would have a strong eye for display. I would just be going, I think three of them look here, because that's usually strong, stronger, strongest, but maybe five. So then how is this displayed in the Clausen Art Gallery?
So Father Brian and I curated it, so we made the decisions on which piece to keep or not. And it's my task then to display it. And I worked with the Sioux City Art Center, which was gracious enough to loan some of the vitrines or glass cases to help protect the objects. So we have a number of those. So there will be objects in the center of the room, as smaller ones especially, as well as those hung on the wall. We were committed to having a wall of crosses, crucifixes, there will still be some editing, because I think I still have too many pieces to fit in that space.
Okay.
Which is always adds to the challenge. But that's the joy for me, is being able to curate and to hang it and display it in a way that I think really shows the work. And the other thing that we struggled with was to try to make this so it wasn't an art exhibit so much. These are private objects, objects for devotion. And so we consciously decided not to have little tags that say this piece is from Africa and made, or who the artist was, because that was not how they're used. They're used for private prayer and devotion. And so we made that choice. And we'll have text panels that give a little history and some more information for the viewers, but we won't have things identifying individual pieces.
Okay. So you and Father Brian then continue to remain friends after all of this, where you're going back and forth, where he's going, I think we need to have this, and you're going, I think we need to have this, you know, because I could see that dialogue taking place of, you know, something that really resonates with you, something really resonates with him, and the whole curating process must have been kind of a treat.
It was. And fortunately, we have similar sensibilities. And so there were no arguments over, yes, this one and no,
okay,
that one.
Okay.
We worked well together.
Good deal. So maybe explain to the listeners, you said, you know, you really wanted to evoke devotion as to what these objects represented. What would be an object of devotion that you really kind of gravitate toward because it just speaks to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are so many in this exhibit that do that, and I think people are going to be overwhelmed a little bit when they walk into the exhibit. But there are certain images in there. My favorite one is a little image of the Madonna and Child, and where Mary is in dress as we would typically think of the Virgin Mary. Christ Child is in a onesie or a pajamas that are white with blue polka dots. So it takes the historical aspect and then it tries to bring it into more of the contemporary. And I think those elements attract me to that piece, that it isn't just something that's dated or old. It's been brought into the contemporary world as well.
Okay. What would you say is the largest piece that might be on display?
Okay. So I mentioned earlier the clay piece from Mexico that was a Nativity and Tree of Life. We also have a large crucifix of the San Damiano cross, which is significant to the sisters at Briarcliff as well. So,
okay, and the smallest?
The smallest is a little bronze medallion, and it is just of Christ in the crash. I mean, not in the crash, but in his little bed.
Okay. How about the heaviest piece?
Well, there are several that are cast in bronze, and those tend to get heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a statue of St. Francis is one of the heaviest that we have.
Okay.
About a foot and a half tall.
All right. Well, listeners, as you know, it's time again to take a short break, and that's when we give a shout out to our underwriters. We do some public service announcements, but we have lots more on this exhibit and the objects of devotion associated with it. So please stay tuned because we will be right back.